listening to the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, joined by two student athletes from the track and field team in Josh Barrows and Nathan Schroeder. Guys, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful.
Good, good. Thanks for joining us on this rainy day. But thankfully, we're inside and get to record this in a cold conference room here inside the Omen Center. So I guess you guys are both juniors here at Augustana. You've been here for a couple of years now. How do you feel like you've grown as student athletes since you've been enrolled here at Augustana?
I think that a big thing for me, I guess, is just like getting to know team members like more in-depthly. And me and Nate were roommates for a year and a half, so we know each other pretty well. But just beyond that, like getting to know like people on a deeper level rather than just as teammates. I had that experience when we went to California this year, and I just felt like it was a lot more enjoyable as a trip to go with people that I felt like I knew better rather than just as a team of track and field athletes. So I think that getting into junior and senior years, it really becomes like more of a family rather than just a team.
Yeah, and I guess just to touch a little bit more on that, I feel like I've really grown closer with the teammates that I've been with. I mean, I've gotten to know a bunch of the guys, and we have a bunch of we love to do little things with each other. We hang out all the time. I think the difference between high school and college is just the atmosphere. I mean, in high school, you had some people who were serious about it and some people who weren't quite so serious. But in college, you've got all these guys who are devoted to it and put all their time into it as well, putting school and the athletics together. So, I mean, it's fun.
I think a big part of that is living on campus. Okay. It's like you're living with the people that you're getting to run with, and that's a huge part for me. It's like you're always around it, so like there's always those growing connections. You learn to get those inside jokes. And
oh yeah, and I live with a bunch of guys on the cross country team, and we're right next door to a bunch of other guys, and so we hang out all the time, and it's nice to be in a place where we can kind of promote just a healthy living style and healthy academic atmosphere too.
And Nate, you're from Sioux Falls, went to Lincoln High School, but Josh, you're from Montana. So obviously, Nate's more familiar probably with Augustana growing up, but you weren't, Josh. So how, kind of talk about that recruiting process and how you became familiar with Augie and how all that happened.
Well, I actually kind of found Augustana by chance. I happened to be driving through Augustana, and my mom recognized the name on the billboard as one that she recognized from some lists that she found. And so I actually found Augustana a little bit on a whim. But once I got in contact, really got to know the coaches, and I sat down with Greg Binstock and had that conversation about running in college. And I wasn't actually planning on, at that point in my life, being on a college athletic team. So just getting that opportunity, as far as the recruiting process, it just kind of felt right, like I would still be able to run in college, so coming here. And I think that the first week of school was huge for me. I mean, that's when I met Nate. Nate was one of the first people that I met here, so and that's how we became roommates. But just that atmosphere of like college in general. I think Augustana does a really good job with their first year programs and getting people together that wouldn't necessarily know each other on a deeper level beyond just seeing familiar faces. But I think Augustana does a really good job of that sort of thing and going and making intentional connections with people.
Well, now you walk around campus, and I've got friends that are theater majors. I've got friends that are art majors, mainly from that first year experience. And even though we don't see each other a lot, when we walk by each other, I can say hi, and just it's cool to have those connections.
Joined by Josh Barrows and Nathan Schroeder on the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley. You guys have both mentioned that you obviously have a lot of friends around the campus community that aren't just track and field student athletes. And that kind of probably describes maybe the Augie way, right? A lot of the kids on campus are student athletes, but that doesn't necessarily matter. You guys can kind of communicate and bond with any of the students here on campus.
Yeah, I think everyone's really supportive of each other. Like, the athletes are supportive of the people who aren't athletes. And, like, I've had, going back to freshman year, and even this year, some of my friends that aren't on any athletic team here, they come out to my cross-country races or my track races and cheer us on, which is really cool to see, because I know they could spend their time doing something else. But, I mean, just to support, everyone loves to support each other, so...
I think that's a big thing, because when people are involved in other things on campus, like student government or writing for the newspaper, FCA, Bible study, different things like that, where you get people who have common experiences to Augustana, but not necessarily common backgrounds or common hobbies. And so you get this plethora of people who are engaging and interacting with each other, and I think that that's a really big part of Augustana's community.
Josh, we can start with you on this question too. How do you balance the requirements of being a student athlete here at Augustana?
I think a big portion of it is to just realize that there are certain blocks of time that you're not going to be able to do homework. Being able to just know that the practice block is blocked off, and being more time efficient earlier in the day was a big thing for me. Doing homework in the mornings and between classes was a huge thing, as far as like realizing that that's a necessity if you want to get good sleep, because I think a big part of being a student athlete is getting good sleep as well. And so being able to go to bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock every single night and without any failing days there, and it's difficult because you are here to be a student, so you need to make sure you get everything done. But at the same time, like, you do need rest. So
I think just balancing it is really important. Yeah. And even though sometimes we have those, like, set practice times, the coaches, I know Tracy is that way, and I'm sure Greg would be that way too,
yeah,
where if there comes a case where we need to miss practice or reschedule, like, when we run, then they're totally understanding about that, because I know sometimes the college can get to you a little bit, but they know that they don't want any stress to come into, like, your races. And so if you miss a day, but you're able to get all that homework done or test studied for, then they're totally understanding.
This is kind of it's a fun question, I think, but it might be a little bit of a tricky one for you guys to answer. But if you weren't track and field student athletes, what do you think you'd be doing?
For myself, I played club soccer growing up, and that's something that I miss a lot. So I think I would love to join the club soccer team here. I know that it's not as much of a requirement, but I'd love to just spend more time doing what I love. And I love doing cross country and track, but sometimes it feels like it restricts me from doing other things that I love. But I mean, I'd love to do that.
I'd probably also compete in more intramural activities. We try and limit those as far as injury prevention goes. And so, you know, the types of things like basketball, volleyball, I think that I would do a lot more of those. I personally would also probably try and spend a lot more time just writing, poetry, prose, short stories. Just, I feel like that's something in that I always feel like I want to do, and I just don't have time to, because it's not a requirement for anything. And so if I had an extra couple hours a week, I might put that in there. I don't know.
Josh Barrows and Nate Schroeder from the Augustana track and field and cross country team joined the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I guess another question, what goes into getting you guys motivated before a meet? I mean, it's probably maybe a broad question, but what goes into that?
I think a big thing for me is just teammates understanding what you're doing. Like, when somebody who's, you know, long distance comes up to me and says, like, hey, let's get that 52.4 today. It's like, when you're actually paying attention to what times your other teammates are trying to get, I think that that really motivates me. It's like, because then you know that, you know, your teammates are watching and they're relying on you at the end of the season, especially for, you know, points at conference or things like that. Just in general, like, you got to motivate each other. And some of that comes from the top and the coaches. But I think a big thing for me is, like, when somebody outside of my event area comes up to me and says, like, hey, let's get this done. And you know that people are watching, people are caring. So.
And I think for me, too, just watching other people be successful in their races, too. Like, nothing gets me more pumped up than seeing other people, like, have a personal best or run their fastest time of the season. And I mean, that just gets me going. You want to keep that momentum going throughout the really the track meet, because that really can catch on. Like, it's kind of, I don't know, it gives you a little bit of a shot in the arm, kind of.
Yeah. An example of that is when the women's team won the 4x8 at Drake. I was standing there, like, queued up to run our 4x8, and it was like, okay, the women did their job, like,
yeah,
now it's time to go, because, like, that just fueled the whole energy of Augustana, I felt, and, like, that was an awesome thing to see.
And Nate, will bounce back to you on this one, because you kind of brought it up in your previous answer, but, so how do you celebrate that success, that achievement by your teammates? What do you guys do? You just kind of jump up and down, hug each other? How do you guys celebrate
that?
Yeah,
usually it's like, it's funny. It's just a couple of fist bumps, and that's like, all right, we got the same race next week, and let's go faster. I mean, this last weekend we ran at Howard Relays, and I ran the steeplechase, and all five of us who ran the steeplechase had personal bests, and I would say that none of us, like, thought after the race, oh, that was my best race of the season. I mean, we're all hoping conference this weekend, like, we can all run faster. And so it was all kind of like, you tweak it a little bit, you look at it, what could I have done better, could I have raced it here a little bit better. It all gets technical when you look down into it. Like, I know Josh is more of a short distance guy, but like, you hit a hurdle and it can throw off your entire race.
Still very technical.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think that another thing as far as, like, you know, celebrating your teammates' success is when your teammates don't necessarily have their best race, is still finding a success that they had. Like, saying, like, hey, you looked really smooth for the first, you know, half of the race. Like, keep that up. Like, I really enjoyed watching that. Or, like, finding something, some sort of success, even in, you know, what they would say is a failure. I think that that's a really important thing as a teammate to
do. Yeah, it's important to build each other up, because, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it before where people are so hard on themselves after bad races, but you have to, like, be able to pick them up and, like, look forward, because, I mean, there's more races to come, so.
Josh, what's one quote the coaching staff maybe mentions to you guys before a meet that's maybe ingrained in you? Maybe it's not like a direct quote, but just like a consistent message.
Direct quote.
Yeah.
So Mike Lynch, my specific event coach for middle distance, he always comes up to me the day of the race and he says, you know what, you're fast, you're strong, and you're ready. Like, you can't have any doubt in your mind. And so just those three words, like fast, strong, ready, that just kind of goes through my mind whenever I'm getting ready to race. And I think that that's an important part, because confidence is key. If you have any doubt whatsoever that you're not going to be able to do something, then you're not going to do it. And so that's what the coaches tell me. So it's six.
Yeah. I guess there's so many different quotes, and I'm sure if my teammates hear this, they're going to be like, you should have done this one. But I think, like, the haze in the barn, I'm sure that's like a really popular one. Just with, like, you've done the work, now we go perform. And I think that's one of my favorites, because it's like, the work's been done. It's like, you have the ability to do your best. It's just all about going out and doing it and believing you can, because running is so mental.
Yeah.
And to have those teammates and to have just the encouragement from your coaches is, like, really helps me. So.
Our first year, we had a senior on the team named Zach Jones, and I remember right before the 600-meter race, I was just nervous as can be. I mean, jittery, walking around, just couldn't even calm down. And he just comes up to me and goes, just trust your training. It's there. Trust your training. And I think that that really goes back to, like, the hay is in the barn. Like, you got to just be able to trust that you've done the work.
Historically, we've all been a part of the one of the worst springs in South Dakota history. And I know it's got to be frustrating for you guys. So, when, you know, thankfully, I think we're past it now.
I hope so.
But back when we had that April snowstorm, how were you guys able to train? I mean, what goes into training indoors? How can you do that?
Oh.
I mean, you train probably more indoors than I did because we tough it out no matter what most of the time. I mean, okay. Our workouts, we had to come inside and do it on treadmills, which is never fun. But, I mean, it's showed that now we have that. I mean, we've been running fast. I'm sure people still want to go faster, but a lot of people have been setting personal bests. So even though the weather hasn't been there, it hasn't been the greatest, but we keep doing well. And our coach sent us an email a while back after the Boston Marathon. I don't know if you watched it at all, but like it was just crappy weather. It was raining the whole time. And the lady that ended up winning the women's race said that she wanted to drop out. Like, she was going to drop out of the race because she was feeling like crap. But it's all about that, the mentality and just helping each other out. And I think, especially with this winter we've had, like, we've been pushing each other hard even though it hasn't been the best weather. And it's worked out for the most part.
Yeah, he mentioned that, quote unquote, we tough it out. I do not. I don't go outside when it's cold. I stay inside on the treadmills for mileage, and you know, when there's snow on the ground, I pretty much refuse to step outside. So I'm an exception to that rule. But I think, and we both are involved in races that require hurdling practice, and that was really hard. Like, I had my first meet, and I had around 400-meter hurdles, and I had 2 days of hurdle practice before that. And we went down there, and we were talking to some of the people from Emporia State, who they're a powerhouse in our conference, and or not in our conference, but in Division II.
Yep.
And they were saying, it's like, yeah, so this is our third meet. We've been training outdoors for about a month and a half. And I was just like, well, crap, like, I've had 2 days of training. And so, like, even though we are able to get, you know, the conditioning in, I do feel like the conditioning is there, but just having that late start, especially with events that require, like, more technical aspects, like the hurdles, like the steeplechase, it's more difficult to try and get some momentum into that. And so, but again, that same type of thing. This weekend is supposed to be thunderstorms and 55 degrees, and it's the last chance for conference. And so we're going there, and we're not going to say, like, hey, the weather's holding us back, because we're used to that, and we're going to go and pop PRs no matter what. So,
yeah.
How are you guys preparing for the NSIC championships coming up? Just same old, same old?
I think this year we've had a little bit more of a team aspect. We got together earlier in the year and everybody wrote down goals, and we have that written down. And so I think that a big part of what I'm planning to prepare is I'm planning to get to know everybody's goals and say, you know, get it locked in my head and know what people are trying to do at conference. And so then, you know, you can get hyped for your team, and that's going to make you run well too, because if you do your job and everybody else does their job, good things are going to happen. Our coach has a specific saying that he always says, do no more, but do no less. So do exactly what you're trying to do. You don't have to go out there and exceed expectations by, you know, 100 degrees, but you do have to go out there and compete how you know how to compete, and that's your job. And so I think that's a really good part as well.
Yeah, I think just not changing our training at all either, like just keeping it what it's been. And maybe for myself the mileage will be a little bit more down, but it's all about feeling good this week and not like trying to try new things in order to like prepare ourselves more. I think it's just doing what we've been doing all season and just doing the training, getting our workouts in, and then just coming ready to compete, because that's what it's all about. It's not about necessarily the times that we run this weekend, but it's our coach was saying yesterday, it's all about winning, it's all about placing. Like, the times will come with it, but it's all about beating the people next to you. So.
Yeah, well, and it's like, if you can gut out the weather more than the person next to you, then ultimately we're going to come out victorious.
Yeah.
Josh Burrows and Nathan Schroeder from the Augustana track and field team join the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate your time.